91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
I've got a feeling we could be serious.
I feel wonderful tonight.
she helps me to bear. And then I tell her, as I turn out the light, I say, my darling, you are wonderful tonight. Oh, my darling, you are wonderful tonight.
And that, of course, was Wonderful Tonight from Eric Clapton's release Slow Hand. And that was requested by Sandy, a faithful listener to the station, and us, because we're doing an all-request night tonight. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And yeah, it's all request night. I had asked you last week to get your requests in, so I really can't take requests over the phone. It's just, it's a bit complicated to explain, but there's a lot of preparation that goes into this kind of show, mainly because of some federal laws that very strictly prohibit what we can actually play in terms of number of songs per artist. So we have to spread it out. So I couldn't just take requests over the phone. It wouldn't work. So we're just going to be going with what was requested through my website, which is the way I asked for it to be done, because Facebook doesn't work. It's too ephemeral. It goes away. And I, you know, I can't really go back and collect all the stuff that came in that way. So it's just going to be stuff from the website that I asked you to post on. And so again, that was Wonderful Tonight from Sandy. And then before that, we heard I've Got a Rock and Roll Heart from the album Money and Cigarettes by Eric Clapton. And guess who requested that? It's actually one of my groupies that just wants to have her name mentioned on the radio because she gets such a thrill out of it. Our own Mel Teal. I think she's on the radio enough, so I don't think that's her motivation. She just loves that song, I've Got a Rock and Roll Heart, and wanted to hear it. So thanks for requesting it, Mel, and thanks, Sandy. And we're going to carry on now with something that goes way, way back. The song that was the last song that Eric Clapton recorded with the Yardbirds before he split to become a blues purist and play with John Mayall. This goes out to Mike in Randolph. This is For Your Love.
dread in winter would bring you down forever. But you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace lips. And you see a girl's brown body dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea. And when your fingers find her, she drowns you in her body, carving deep blue ripples in the tissues of your mind. Tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Her name is Aphrodite, and she rides a crimson shell, and you know you cannot leave her, for you touch the distant sands with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing. Purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
Spit in rain, found a way home written on his map.
And that's Eric Clapton and Elton John with Runaway Train. Originally appeared on the Lethal Weapon 3 soundtrack, the third in a series of four movies, and Eric Clapton did the music for all four of them with other people. And so he did that song with Elton John, which also appeared on Elton John's album, The One, and I think it was probably also a single as well. That was requested by Mike, who is an old school friend of mine. I think we go back to something like second or third grade, probably. And, you know, some high school, you know, what happens is you kind of go different ways in high school. And Mike did baseball and stuff, and I was doing other things. And he lives somewhere out in Suffolk County now, but originally from Westbury. So thanks a lot for requesting that, Mike. Very much appreciated. Great song. And started that set off with For Your Love, the Yardbirds song. That was the reason Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds, actually, because he didn't really want to play that way, that kind of song. He wanted to go in a more blues direction. But that's requested by Mike from Randolph, who's also a street team person here at WNTI and a member of Nine of a Kind, the band that's associated with WNTI, that's made up of DJs and volunteers from the station. And we'll be playing at WNTI stage at about noon on Saturday, August 16th. And we're actually going to be playing one of Mike's songs that he wrote. And he plays sax as well. So thanks for requesting that, Mike. And I always like to go, you know, way, way back before Cream and stuff. So that was cool. I wouldn't play that too often otherwise. And we heard from Terry from Sussex. We heard Tales of Brave Ulysses. Great Cream song. Tiny Purple Fishes? I don't know what that line is. So that was from Disraeli Gears. So this is an all-request crossroads show, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And I can't take requests over the phone, unfortunately, because there's a lot of preparation that goes into a show that's centered on one artist because of some federal laws we have to pay attention to lest we lose our license and pay a lot of money that you've contributed. So we're trying to behave ourselves and use your money wisely. And so I already played two Eric Clapton songs. That's about all. I can play like one more. But we're going to be playing another 40 minutes worth of stuff associated with Eric Clapton. All requests right after this break.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeff Rush, your host for The Crow's Nest. Heard Saturdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Americana music's my passion, and I'll be sharing the great catalog from the early greats to their new contemporaries. You'll hear music from cornerstone artists like Johnny Cash, Townes Van Zandt, and Emmylou Harris, and newer artists such as Justin Townes Earl, Brandi Carlile, and Daryl Scott, along with a host of others. That's Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. here on 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
All Seasons Recreational Vehicles of Easton, Pennsylvania. Located on Route 248, All Seasons RV offers new and used RVs for sale and parts and service for Winnebago RVs and trailers and surveyor trailers. More information available online at allseasonsrvs.com or by phone 610-253-7700. All Seasons Recreational Vehicles, a proud supporter of WNTI Stage.
There's only one show that recreates the timeless California spirit and incredible music of the Beach Boys as it was meant to be. Good Vibrations, a celebration of the Beach Boys, is coming to Centenary Stage's Summer Jam Fest series Saturday, August 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Lackland Center. Featuring members from founding Beach Boys Brian Wilson and Al Jardine's touring bands, Good Vibrations is the only show qualified to faithfully reproduce all those legendary songs and harmonies the way you remember them. Songs like Surfin' USA, I Get Around, Help Me Rhonda, and Kokomo. Advance tickets for Good Vibrations are $35 for adults and $25 for youth under 18. Call the box office at 908-979-0900 or visit us online at centenarystageco.org. Come have fun with the Good Vibrations, a celebration of the Beach Boys, Saturday, August 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Lackland Center.
Through this lonely night. which way to turn to find myself again. Holy Mother, hear my prayer. Somehow I know you're still there. Help me, please, find peace of mind. Take away this pain.
WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Got to find me a way. Take me back to yesterday. How can I ever hope to forget? show me a place where I can hide my lonely face. I know you're gonna break my heart if I let you.
You know, I think probably one of the most important artists that have influenced a lot of the groups in England comes from right here in the
right,
state.
Right, yeah. A lot of these blues musicians and white people picking country music, you know, have influenced everybody. I think one of the best of them all is right here on the show right now. I think we should bring him on.
I think so. Carl Perkins.
There you are.
Let me be your little dog till you
Okay, so guess what that was? I'll give you two seconds. That was Matchbox, Derek and the Dominoes on the Johnny Cash Show with Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins, the writer of that song. And that goes out to Jez in Cresco. She wanted to hear Eric Clapton with Johnny Cash. I assured her there was such a thing, and that's the only one I could think of, actually. He was on the Johnny Cash Show with Derek and the Dominoes, and they played several songs. They recorded probably even more than was on the show, but the only one that I'm aware of that they actually sang together was Matchbox. Real gem, huh? Started that set off with Holy Mother from one of our astute listeners, Kevin from Mount Arlington. She wanted to hear Luciano Pavarotti with Eric Clapton singing Eric's song Holy Mother, and that's from the album. Let me pull the album out here. I had it here. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what I played after that, and then I'll see if I could find the album for you. That we heard. Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad? Another Eric Clapton song written by, I believe, by Eric and Bobby Whitlock from the album Layla. But that was Buckwheat Zydeco with Eric Clapton on guitar from his album. Oh, my goodness. The playlist doesn't tell you the right album. So anyway, the Pavarotti album was called Pavarotti and Friends for War Child. So it was a benefit album. So we're going to take a short break now, and we'll come back after that with some more Eric Clapton.
Hi, this is Helen Forster. Be sure to tune into E-Town this week. Our musical guests include fast-approaching folk legend status singer-songwriter Martin Sexton and a hot new musical duo and all-around great and funny guys, the Milk Carton Kids, this week in E-Town, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Dixon Energy, providing heating oil and propane with automatic delivery throughout Sussex, Morris, Union, and Eastern Warren counties. Dixon Energy also installs Generac whole house generators, high efficiency equipment, and energy saving comfort solutions like RedLink thermostats. More information can be found at DixonBROS.com or by phone 973-334-1000.
WNTI and Kennedy Event Services are bringing live music to Knowlton as we present WNTI Stage August 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Delaware, New Jersey. A weekend of food, fun, and two stages of non-stop music under the big tent. Beer and wine concessions sponsored by the Knowlton Lions Club and free Wi-Fi by CenturyLink. The fest begins on Friday night with WNTI favorite The Grand Slambovians, with opening act Billy Hector at the Cafe Stage. Other acts for the weekend include James Maddock and Willie Nile, The Ultra Kings, Spite and Dival, as well as many local favorites. So please join us for 3 days of summer fun August 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Delaware, New Jersey. No pets and no coolers, please. Free parking. Schedules, tickets, and information available online at WNTIstage.org.
And that Buckwheat Zydeco album we were referring to a minute ago is Taking It Home, featuring Eric Clapton's Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad? Carole King.
Tides of life are ebbing
and as Jamie Oldacre hiccups, that was Motherless Children from 461 Ocean Boulevard by Eric Clapton. Goes out to the requester, Brian from Mahwah. And we heard City Streets from Carole King's album of the same name. Thank you, Carol Bernotis, for requesting that. It's a great song. I love that one. And this is the end of the show, unfortunately. We're going to go out with something that goes out to Chris from Sparta. He wanted to hear a version of Stormy Monday by Eric Clapton. Well, this is from Cream's Royal Albert Hall concert. And we're going to end with something from the new tribute to J.J. Cale called Call Me the Breeze, an appreciation of J.J. Cale by Eric Clapton and Friends, a song called Snowbird. Oh, I'm sorry. That's probably not the right name of the song. The song is called Starbound. Where'd I get Snowbird from? So it's Willie Nelson and Eric Clapton, but first, Cream.
Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Thank you. sur me. Just trying to find my baby. Please send her back home.
College.